Hello, this is Greg Johnson, and I am concluding. This is part 3 of 3 in an audio series on how to set up a used but relatively newish computer. And anyway, in this last part of this series, we're just going to go to installing a few other items. Go to the Internet Explorer. And we're going to go do a Google search for Adobe Reader. And we're going to want to get the latest version at this moment in time. It's version 10. So I'm going to do a Google search on Adobe and then Reader. And because of Google's predictive typing and its suggestions, it already has down below an option that's a website, get.adobe.com/reader. I'm going to click on that. And it's going to take me to the Adobe Reader download page. As with many downloads, there's an option to have additional software. In this case, it's the Google toolbar. I'm going to go ahead and remove that check mark and then just go ahead and click on download now. So I'm not downloading the Google toolbar, but only Adobe Reader 10. And for purposes of this practice, I'm just going to go ahead and click the run option when that pops up and then click run again. There's some downloading that's going to take place. That'll take a few minutes, and then I'll pause and continue. And further along, after the download completes, then an installation will start. It says Adobe Reader 10. Please wait while it configures Adobe Reader. Windows is configuring Adobe Reader. And when the process is complete, there will be an option to click a Finish button. I'm going to go ahead and do that now. Now, you can search Google for Adobe Flash Player, or if you've installed Adobe Reader, you'll return to an Adobe page on their website where you'll see some options where it says More Adobe Downloads, and the top download is Adobe Flash Player. So I'm going to go ahead and click on that. Again, there's an option to install the Google toolbar. I'm going to take the check mark away from there and then click on Download Now. And as with last time, I'm just going to click the Run button and then click Run again. When the installation's complete, I'm going to go ahead and click on the Finish button. And we'll return again to the Adobe website. And at this point, we're done with the Flash Player installation and the Adobe Reader installation. So we can go ahead and just X out of Internet Explorer, go ahead and quit that.